Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. This is the podcast for the 23rd, it must be, of April. It's Thursday, so if I've got the date wrong, I know it's Thursday this week. And as I am aware, I'm unable to get these up because I have yet to organise a FTP program on my laptop. I might have a brief look at that. It's half past seven in the morning, I suppose. And another fine day. I was hoping that it would have rained a bit in the night to fill up the pond here at Biggleswick Farm. We spent another night in the caravan. I'm sitting in the sunshine, about to stoke and light my pipe. Excuse me, sniffing. It's that cool first morning air, and that's doing its thing. I'm just going to plonk you down for a second, so it may sound a bit distant whilst I just load up the pipe. I'm sitting right down by the perimeter where I'm on a pallet, actually, in front of our potatoes. I've netted the potatoes at night time because I'm not sure whether the pheasants come in and peck at them, as they tend to, in the evening, look for food. So I've netted them and put pallets over them, as it were. But I'm going to take that off in a minute. Just hang on a minute, I just need to light the pipe. Two-handed operation, I'm afraid. Nearly there. There we go. Early morning pipe. With a bit of guilty pleasure as the tobacco. There is a tobacco called Early Morning Pipe by Peterson's, but that's not it. But it is my early morning pipe, as it were, first pipe of the day. You can probably hear the road. Where we are is a little country road. That's about 100 yards or so from where I'm sitting. And it's the rush hour, so you do hear it a little bit first thing, like now, and then it goes dead quiet in most of the day, and of course at night time until around about five-ish. There's a slight breeze, but it's not so bad sitting in the sun. It does get a bit chilly in the caravan, but we don't actually have a fire in there or a heater as yet. Yesterday I had visitors up here, Wendy and Steve, from the Sounds Beautiful Festival, who came up to record an interview face to face. So that'll go out at the weekend. I can't put it out now because I can't edit it properly until I get back onto my main edit machine. But it was nice to see them, and they were talking about the Sounds Beautiful Festival, which is in June, and all the various new things that they've got at this year's festival. It's a three-day event, I think, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, potentially with Thursday, if people want to book the Thursday, a sort of an early arrival day, camping on site at the Gaunt's Estate, near Wimborne in Dorset, isn't it? Just near Bournemouth. And it's always a good event, so that's always worth going to if you fancy it. Lots of interesting people, some speakers, music in the evenings, food, stuff for the kids to do, all that kind of stuff, you know. It's not a rave type of festival. It's you know, it's an open-minded festival, I suppose, with talkers, and I'm going to be there with Bowl Hat Farmer and a few others talking about the farming issues. And a story of our land and what we're doing and all of that. So, and flogging a few books if I can. So the potatoes are doing well. I've got to get the next crop in. And yesterday I was also, when our visitors left, working on the polytunnel. So they were here for about 4 hours. I mean, they arrived around about 11 and they went off, I think about, oh no, 3 hours, I think. They went off about 2-ish. So, yeah, by the time I got back on it, we didn't have that much time to get on with the polytunnel. So I'm hoping to make good inroads today on the structure of the bigger polytunnel. There's always lots of other things to do. That's the trouble, you know. You get not so much distracted by them, but the priorities shift around as different needs happen. This is very nice tobacco, this Guilty Pleasure. I need to order some more of it. And it's very lovely to be sitting in the sunshine. It's not the warmest. I've got a big jumper on, actually. I'll just zip up a bit more. And the old neck with my farmer's hat on, my flat cap. And just sitting here enjoying a moment or two before I leap into action. I will look at my emails this morning. I think a couple of people have ordered books which I can't sell or can't post until the weekend. But there's a certain absolute joy of staying here a few nights. The caravan is a bit, it's lovely, it's absolutely lovely. But, you know, it's cramped, isn't it? It's a small space and you bring all your stuff and you think, yeah, I can see why people have awnings on caravans. And I think about when I was a kid, we used to go on caravanning holidays in a small Sprite. There were two children and two adults in a small Sprite. God knows where we put stuff. But this caravan has a gas cooker, which I'm sure we had a cooker. Yeah, we did have a cooker. It also has a fridge. We didn't have a fridge back in the day. There seemed to be more storage space, funnily enough, in the Sprite caravan. I think because underneath one of the seats is a water tank and a water heater. So we can heat the water with the generator, or you could plug it into a hookup if you were that way inclined, or had a hookup to plug it into. We didn't do that back in the 70s. We didn't have a heater. And I'm not using it at the moment, so that's one area of storage. But God knows what they did. I mean, I think they must have left them all the stuff in the car. We had a Morris Traveller. That's the one with the wood on the back. And so that would have made a good cupboard, I suppose, really. Because I don't think you would have got it all in. But we did have an awning. So you spill out into the awning. So I think that's where it is. Anyway, it's very lovely, the caravan. And our friends, Matt and Maria, who very generously donated it to us, they wanted to get rid of it and didn't know what else to do with it, really. So they gave it to us, which was very kind. And we're so grateful. I cannot tell you how grateful we are to be able to stay in luxury. But, you know, you wouldn't want to stay weeks and weeks like that. Not like Father John in his caravan. He's been a year in his caravan on his bit of land. He's renovating the house, the property that's on it. But he's mostly him on his own. His girlfriend comes down to see him and stays a few days. I mean, I think on your own, you can stay much, much longer. But with two of you, unless you have somewhere else to put stuff, and I think that's where Father John manages, because he's got the house is renovating, so he can put stuff into the house. He's got a fridge in the house, or a freezer, I think. He's got space, whereas at the moment, but we're just working on this. This is work in progress. And anyway, we're really only commuting down. Anyway, I've got my house. It's so full of stuff. And I couldn't bring my edit suite and, you know, the SE and all those sort of things. It would be nonsense. So this is really just there so that it can cut out the stress of travelling and the time and the petrol or the diesel. So if one can come from time to time, 2 or 3 days, like we have this time, get whatever we need done, and then head back for a few days. And then, you know, you might then just do a few commutes. But you've got the caravan as a base to make cups of tea and a good meal. One of the things that we've having to do is, on a commute, is get up, get here, do what we do, and then go home, then light the SE and so on, and make dinner. Well, on the days we're commuting here, because we can have our meal in the caravan before we go, so we don't have to do that. The only drawback then is the SE is not lit and you don't have any hot water. But we could have our evening meal a bit earlier, say at 6, and then by the time we leave, say 7, half 7, the rush hour is gone, which makes it a much pleasanter journey home. But you'd get home at 8:30, and let's say you light the SE. You need a good 2 to 3 hours to heat up the water tank from cold. But if you've got a small amount of water in there that's warm, or if it's the whole thing is warm, it really only takes about an hour. So from 8:30, you know, to say 10 o'clock, it's an hour and a half, maybe 10:30, then go to bed, and then a couple of big logs on it overnight. You've got enough hot water for a bath and so on. So anyway, point is, I think it's all doable, and you've got the benefit of working on the land and the benefit of a house. It's a shame the house isn't a bit closer, and so the next option is to search for a house that is closer. I'm reluctant to sell my house because my two children were born there, or two of my three children were born there. But it would be so much easier if the house was within 10 miles rather than whatever it is, 30 miles. If it was within 5 miles, that would be even better. If it was round the corner. But anyway, we'll worry about that in due course. The main thing is for the next, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, as we're getting ourselves organised. We've got to get through the first year anyway to see the whole season through, to see what goes on the land. So a caravan is going to be an absolute boon for that. And I mean, there may be some weeks where we don't need to, and in the winter, of course, there'll be less need to stay. because the days would be much shorter. But, yeah. It's nice to have somewhere to go, if you see what I mean. It's nice to have somewhere. Because I don't have a garden at home. And this is quite a garden, if you like. It's just quite a lot to do. Anyway, I think I'll leave it there for today. And it's only 15 minutes, but I'll go and sort out these this netting over the potatoes, get them back into the sunshine. I think they're going to need another bit of soil around them, keep building them up as they grow, and the potatoes will get bigger and bigger. So thank you for listening. I've nearly finished my pipe, and I will catch up with you soon. Toodle-pip.